Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Sometimes we need a good laugh, don't we? I got about 25 of them today when a doctor I've known for years sent me a list of actual notations made on patients' medical charts. Some will help you smile, and if you laugh half as hard at the rest of them as I did, it may be better for your health than just about any medication money can buy. Let's sit down. I'll go over the medical charts. Patient's medical history has been remarkable with only a 40-pound weight gain in the past 3 days. Wow. She slipped on the ice and apparently her legs went in separate directions in early December. On the second day, the knee was better, and on the third day, it disappeared. The patient has been depressed since she began seeing me in 2003. The patient refused autopsy. Discharge status, alive but without my permission. Patient had waffles for breakfast and anorexia for lunch. She is numb from her toes down. Patient has occasional, constant, infrequent headaches. Patient was alert and unresponsive. Rectal examination revealed a normal-sized thyroid. She stated that she had been constipated for most of her life until the divorce. I saw your patient today who is still under our car for physical therapy. Under the car. Patient was seen in consultation by Dr. Blank, who felt we should sit on the abdomen, and I agree. Patient has 2 teenage children, but no other abnormalities. Are you okay so far? I hope these are helping you laugh. I'm not finished. Patient was released to outpatient department without dressing. The patient expired on the floor, uneventfully. By the time he was admitted, his rapid heart had stopped and he was feeling better. His heart stopped and he was feeling better. The patient was in his usual state of good health until his aircraft ran out of fuel and crashed. That'll do it. He has a long history of a short leg. The patient left the hospital feeling much better, except for her original complaints. When she fainted, her eyes rolled around the room. Well, I think if hospitals just posted this list in reception, half the patients would leave, fearing that these doctors may be treating them, and the other half would go home because they wouldn't need treatment anymore. A cheerful heart, wrote wise King Solomon, is good medicine, and science is beginning to catch up with him. Cardiologist Michael Miller and colleagues at the University of Maryland tested blood flow in healthy men and women after they watched the tense opening of Saving Private Ryan, then followed that up with 15 to 30 minutes of comedy clips. The laughter boosted blood flow by 50%. According to New Scientist magazine, laughter improves arterial health by reducing mental stress, which constricts vessels and cuts blood flow. Michael Miller says this, at the very least, laughter on a regular basis will undo some of the excess stress we face in our everyday lives. Patients at risk for cardiovascular disease, he said, should loosen up a bit. When Christians live by the principles found in God's Word, we benefit. Laughter can remind us that we have every reason to rejoice. We've been forgiven. God is sovereign. Heaven is waiting. So go ahead and laugh today. Here's another one to help you. The patient lives at home with his mother, father, and pet turtle, who is presently enrolled in daycare 3 times a week.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.